Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, my good evening, my dear beloved. On Advent Earth Thursday, good evening. How are you guys doing? Hold on. Just hold on a little, my dear. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from, we'll be hosting from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give praise and honor to God and thank God for traveling mercies. Also thank God for my brothers and sisters praying for me. We had a safe flight home. So we will offer a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can join this El Thursday to give you praise and to allow you to know that we appreciate everything that you have done for us. We ask you to bless each one of us on this line while we share and give you praise. We want to ask you this moment, dear Father, to send your angels at each one of us side and allow us that we can praise you by sharing our testimony and also giving thanks for what you have done for us. Bless us this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I am asking my beloved on this line if they could read this Genesis 1, 29, 130, and also 3 John 1 to 4, and Revelation 22, 1 to 2, three scriptures. So I would like my brothers, my sisters and brothers, if they could read for me. I know you guys love to read. So I'm going to open the first line. Welcome again, my dear beloved. 985-209, your line is open. Can you read Genesis 1, 29, 30 for me? Thank you.
Good to say, baby.
Genesis 1, 29 and 30, the last part of 30.
129, but I can't see too good. Right now.
Sister Vanessa?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, Sister Vanessa, I will ask somebody helps to read it if you're unable to. I recommend that my friend, this friend is Bible so far. Okay. Hello, Sister Vanessa. All right. I don't know if you guys hearing. I just want to, okay. I am going to pause the line. 518-482, can you read the scripture for me? Genesis 1, 29.
Sure, sure, Sister. Thank you for opening my line. I could read it. Father, I thank
Genesis
you for your word. And as we open your word, Lord, may your spirit be with us, helping us to understand what we are reading. And help us, Lord, as we may be able to put it into practice, that we may be able to live the life that you want us to live. In Jesus' name, amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pastor Ellis, for reading Genesis 1, 29, 30. So we have the other person. Now I will open 985, your line, 985-209. Can you read 3 John 1 to 4 for me, please?
Genesis 1, I can't read it right now because of my eyes.
Okay, my dear sister. Okay, my dear, I will let somebody else do it. Thank you. No problem, my dear sister. 843-206, can you read 3 John 1-4 for me, please?
Yes. Thank you for opening my life, Sister Power, Sister Samika. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen.
Yes, Sister Tamiko, thank you for reading Revelation 22:1-2 for me, please.
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll be glad to. Amen. Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister, for reading Sister Cantinelli, Sister Vanessa, and also Sister Tamiko. You know, we are all on the line together to share and to give God thanks for what he has done. So we just want to thank God this evening for Health Thursday. And you know that our dear Sister Carla had been presenting some quotes on here about Health Reform Thursday. So I'm just going to read one verse. And then, my dear beloved, we know God have given us from the beginning. He made provision for us with the food and the meat that we should have, and also the leaf for the healing of the nation. And as we read a while ago, that the Lord said he loved when we settled in the truth, and he wish above that all of us on this line will prosper and be in good health. And again, he will give us, he will show us, he will bring that tree of life once more when that end of time come, when we all will be enjoying from that tree of life. And that is a blessing and a good promises. And you know what? We all have to have to receive those promises that God have given unto us and those truth that we have read. So it read. Read. When the gospel is received in its purity and power, it is a cure for the maladies that originated in sin. The Son of Righteousness arrives with healing in his wing, Malachi 4:2. Not all that this world bestows can heal a broken heart or impart peace of mind or remove cure of banished disease. Fame, genius, talent, all are powerless to gladden the soundful heart as to restore the wasted life. The life of Christ is the soul. A soul is man only. Oh, so my dear beloved, for everything that we need, you know, is only one person we can have open and is there and also share that one person to others. He is our burden bearer. He is our disease salver, healing. If we are troubled, we can go to him. When we are aching with pain, we can present it to him. And we thank God for who he is, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this evening, my dear beloved, we know that we usually share some of the wonderful remedies that God has been giving us, natural remedy that we have been using to boost our immune system. Well, we're asking each one that you can share and tell us, you know, and also praise report. You have your praise report. We know that the Lord gave us 8 laws of health, new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. And this is what we all, right, have to demonstrate, all the character of Christ, so that we can go and share with others. So I just want to welcome everyone again and asking you, please, tonight, let us share and give God thanks and praise for everything that he has done. So I'm going to open the line for my dear sister. You know, she can share. Now is the time for her. 985-209. Your line is open for you to share. Give thanks to God for all that he has done for you.
I thank the Lord for God and the Holy Ghost and that leads God and direct me. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. The doctors say I might have this or that, but I ain't worried about that because I know he's a healer. And I thank the Lord for my family. I thank the Lord for everything. I thank my Lord for my sister Woods because me and her done got real tight in the Lord together. And I just love that, and I praise the Lord for that because he done so many things for me. And I got to sing y'all a song real quick. Without God, I can do nothing. Without him, it's like a ship without a sail. I'm landing, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. Without a doubt, he is my Savior. Without him, I will fail. Without a doubt, he is my Savior. Without him, I will fail. I'm lending, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. Without a doubt, he is my Savior. Without him, it's like a ship without a sail. I'm landing, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. I love y'all.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister, for joining and also singing. Without you, we will be a failure. We would be a failure. Right? So we all have to trust him. You lay a wonderful song, my dear beloved. Let us put our trust, our hope in Jesus Christ. He's the only one, and we know he never fails us. So thank you, my dear sister. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for all his goodness and mercy. Thank him for his watching over us last night, waking us up. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, we know only a few will accept your invitation for everlasting life. This saddens us. We will use every opportunity to announce your invitation while explaining Jesus and the way of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, wonderful words from the Lord. We thank God again. Like my sister say, thank God. And with God, without him, we'll fail. And yes, we will. because I'm leaning and depending on the Lord myself, because I know what he done for me, and that's my work for him, to tell what he done for me, because I know why I'm still here in the land of the living, because God sent his son so that I can say, I mean, God give his only begotten son so that we can have a right to a tree of life and not just be here, but be here to do the work, to tell somebody something or share or give something so somebody can know what thus said the Lord. So I just thank God for being able to share this, and thank God for his mercy and his goodness. And just ask for prayer for my family and Advent Family Life and all those who come on the prayer line to share. We thank God for them, and God bless each and every one. Amen. Brother John.
Yes, what's up? Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. I just want to give thanks to the Lord and thank him for blessing this prayer line, for having the teachers, I want to say everyone, you know, the teachers that's guiding us on the prayer line, and everyone that's coming on and giving their testimonies and thanking the Lord above. And just want to say the sisters and the and brothers on the prayer line, everyone, just want to thank God for this prayer line. It's a blessing. And thank God for it, for blessing us with it. And just want to say, just keep on keeping on. And I just keep sharing what I learned. And God and others, like that guy want us to do. And so God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, coming on. And thank you for these encouraged word of comfort, and also how God have been good to you guys. You can't keep it within you. You have to tell others, right? And we just want to give God thanks, Sister Brenda and Brother John, that you have a testimony, both of you have a testimony to share to the world. And this is what the world needs now, because you know what? We saw what is happening around the world, and some people, some of us feel like, you know, they can they control their own life. But thank God that we can go out to represent Christ by sharing, that without Christ we can't do nothing. So I just want to thank you, my dear beloved, for coming and also joining on. I'm just going to open some line, my dear. So we're asking you if you want to share your testimony of praise, you can put up your hand, right? Press 1 that I can know that you guys want to share. Tonight is the night that we come and we share. I will just share mine until someone else identifies that they would like. God is so good. God is so great, my dear beloved. And as the songwriter said, without him, we can't do nothing, and we wouldn't know where we are. You know, yesterday I traveled up there in the year. And my dear, while I was there, I was just focusing the goodness of God. There was no road up there, right? But God have kept us and carried us safely to our destination. I can give him all the praise that due to him, and we had a good flight, reach home. Everyone was glad to see me. I haven't seen much children because they are gone to school, but my dear beloved, my brothers and my grandchildren, three of them still rally. I don't know how fast they heard that I was here, but they rally around giving thanks and, you know, giving praise. And despite it's a funeral for the family have been strengthened. I went down with the mother, with the daughter of the mother who died. Both of us went down together. And she took so much of care, a loving care and kindness with me going down. I didn't have to you know, do a lot of things. She was there by my side. So we traveled together, and we came home. We just give praise to God. And just to let you all know, please to remember the family in prayer. Because this time of the year, this time when these things happen, it is hard for family members, you know. So let us remember them in prayer. All right, I'm going to open this line. 843-243-206, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. And you have my deepest condolences. It's Sister Simico from Florida. And I'm just giving the Lord praise and thanks and honor for everything he has done for me, my family, my children. I thank him for my new home. I thank him for grace and tender mercies. And I just want to praise his great and holy name for everything he has done. And I'm thanking the Lord on the prayer line this evening with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I have a prayer, I have a Bible scripture to read in Psalms 67, verses 1-7. Amen. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Therefore, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. So I do have a health nugget to share with everyone on the prayer line this evening, and it's about getting rest. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12 says, the sleep of laboring man is sleep. God designed sleep to restore and repair your body function. Are you getting enough sleep? Good rest will help you achieve peak mental performance, leading to better decisions and even decreasing your risk from automobile accidents. Most people need at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. And did you know that God designed you to take a day off from work, one day every week, to enjoy time with him and your family? Discovering the Sabbath day is something that will bless you and your family abundantly. So it is so important to get rest. When the body is deprived of sleep, it is unable to rebuild and recharge itself adequately. There is an increase in irritability when creativity, concentration, and efficiency suffer. Sleep deprivation impairs judgment, causing values and priorities to change. Continued loss of sleep can result in exhaustion, depression, delusions, and hallucinations. Losing a little as 3 hours of sleep in a single night can cut the effectiveness of your immune system in half and slow reaction time and decreasing concentration to lead increased accidents. Estimates suggest that as many as 30% of fatal automobile accidents are caused by drivers falling asleep at the wheel. So we really have to be careful about getting our rest and getting sleep so our bodies can restore itself while we're sleeping. So I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you all. And I just want to give a prayer request quickly. If you can, please pray for the family that has lost their loved one. We want to lift up all the bereaved. And we also want to lift up the Advent Life prayer line, praying for Sister Powell, her children, her grandchildren, and her siblings, and also praying for her precious Jews in Jamaica. I want to lift up Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja. We want to lift up Sister Leola and her family, Brother Eli and his family, Sister Carla and her family, and also Sister Continelli and her family. and Sister Barnaby and her family as well. And I'm also praying for the nation, and also like to lift up my family and my children and grandchildren. So thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Howell, and I'm so glad you're safe and well and you're healthy in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming on, joining us, sharing, reading your scriptures, and also telling us, encouraging us about rest is important. And as we just read, 8 laws of health and what? Rest is in it. So, you know, we have to really be doers and not just listeners, but to do what the Lord told us to do, you know, and to share with others how important rest is to our body. So I just want to thank you again for sharing. God bless. Well, Mr. Aino. It was 7505. Your line is open.
Hello, beloved Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved on the prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's merciful God. He's an awesome God. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, my beloved brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, good evening. Hello. God is good for you, my brothers and sisters. Because God is able. He's the King of King. He is the Lord of Lords, Sister Power. Oh, Sister Power, I have a song and I have a prayer too, because I hear the voice of the Lord say to me. I have a prayer request first. My prayer request is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer. I'm lifting up individuals in prayer, Sister Power. Those who's feeling stressed, those who's feeling depressed, those are feeling who are they having a because those who have a bad night too, Sister Power, I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. God will deliver. God will deliver, Sister Power. The young people, if the young people have a bad night, God will deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus, Sister Power. I'm praying for my friends too, Sister Power, that my friends will come to the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister, I have a song, my dear sister. Amen, amen. Awesome God, a great role. You are God, mightier miracle, with standing of your holy name, Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, how great you are. You are God, mighty miracle, with stand of your holy name, Lord, we bow and worship you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord. We come in your presence, God, because, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Power, God, in Jamaica, Lord. God, we ask the God to strengthen Sister Power, God, in Jamaica, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister God, watch over Sister Power, God, in Jamaica, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, God. God, we ask the God to come bless Sister Power, the host, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Power the strength, Lord. Give Sister Power deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we declare it, God. God, come bless Sister Power, God. Allow Sister Power sing, 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 praises unto you, Lord, because, God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, God, who's in the prayer line to you, Lord. Oh, God, come bless Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask to God to give Sister Tamiko the strength, Lord. We ask to God to give Sister Tamiko deliverance, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko's whole family to you, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko's whole family, Lord. We ask to God to cover Sister Tamiko, her whole family, Lord. Watch over her whole family, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko's beloved husband to you, Lord. God, want to lift up Sister Tamiko's mother-in-law, Lord. Her mother to Lord. God, want to lift up Sister Tamiko's family to you, Lord. Bless her family, Lord. Oh, God, you're awesome. God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask God to give her victory, Lord. Oh God, we want to lift up individuals to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko's son, God, and her daughter-in-law too, Lord. God, bless Brother Taiwan, God, and Sister KDN, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to take up that stony heart of theirs, Lord. We ask God to give them a heart of flesh, Lord. Allow them to be obedient, God. Allow them to call your name, Father. Oh, God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, we want to lift up Sister Paulette to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Paulette, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Paulette, Lord, in the mighty name. Oh, God, give her victory, Lord. Give Sister Paulette deliverance, Lord. Watch over Sister Paulette, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up Brother Brian, God, who's on the prayer line to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Brian, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to give Brother Brian wisdom, Lord. Give Brother Brian understanding, Lord. Allow Brother Brian, God, to come preach on the Avilite ministry, Lord, to give you praise, God, to give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Bless Brother Brian, God. Allow Brother Brian, God, to bring a powerful message, God, on a Friday night, Lord. God, allow him to text Sister Carla, Lord. Allow Sister Carla to respond, Lord. Oh, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, we ask you, God, allow Brother Brian, God, to bring a powerful message tomorrow night, Lord, in the Sabbath day, Lord. God, bless Brother Brian, Lord. Allow Brother Brian to say to today's the day how the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Lord. God, we want to lift a Brother JaVale to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Change him, God. Change him, Father. Oh, God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're amazing, God. God, bless all of us, Lord. God, bless all of us, Lord. Strengthen us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving.
We pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for each one of us. Right? God is able. He promised that he will answer our cry while we come to him with a sincere, contrite heart, humble heart. He is there for us. So we just want to thank you for praying. I am going to open this line. I know my dear sister always come with some good information, and if she could, and, you know, we can go into a prayer. I don't see my speaker here. You know, she is, you know, our speaker is out in class. So we just ask you to pray for Sister Stephanie. And, you know, that God will, you know, do his will. And that we here will praise God despite of what happened. God is able to do all things. So I'm going to open this line. 518-482, the line is open. You can share, and if you have, you know, I know you always have some wonderful help tip, right? You can share now, and then we will go into prayer. So we'll open your line that you can give your testimony, your praise, your help tip, and we will just listen to you until after we just open with prayer soon, 8 o'clock. Prayer. Okay, God bless. Your line is open. 518-482, your line is open.
Oh, thank you, Sister Paula. It seems that a few minutes we were together, and we are so far apart at this time now. Thank God for taking you safely. And I have a friendly support. We sing this song, God answers prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening. Keep your hearts in tune. And you know, Sister Paula, that I lost my hairpiece, my ear and head. I did not find it. I couldn't find it. And last night I was listening to Pastor McKenzie. He was giving, it didn't sound like a funeral at all. He was giving praise to his mom for caring them so well. The children care her so well. She had both feet off. And I went to see her early part in this year, and she was in a beautiful room. They put her in a nice sunny room. Oh, the girl, if you see that room, you had her. How I live and everything in that room, and those children took great care for her. I had a special doctor that whenever she goes to the hospital, that doctor used to, anything happen, they paid all attention, good attention to the mom. And today she is gone. And I have never seen a son, you hear, a son, bury his mother. And with not a tear. Not a tear. And you should, Sister Powell, you could hear this is on YouTube. I can't tell all about it now, but it's a praise. It's a wonderful. She was lying there in that coffin like she's sleeping. Like you couldn't, they didn't show her face too much because they put on a hat like on her head, and she was there lying down. But all the sons were there, not all of them, some of them. And then, he was a young people person. So like that, he went all over the Caribbean and with the young people. So he was a young people man. And girl, I'm telling you, that service was very touching because he says he's hoping, and he's going to see his mom. He's hoping he's going to see his mom again because when she was leaving, he went over by her, and he was rubbing her legs, and he said, Mommy, call Jesus, and she was there. So he said he's certain that his mother would get up in the first resurrection, and that is one thing. And Sister Powell, I could tell you, when I lost that hearing aid that day, I was certain that I put it in this bag. You know, yesterday, last night, after listening to that powerful sermon, I something says, open your the case that you put your spectacles in. And when I opened that case, it was there as it was in there, tightly closed up, very good. I said, thank you, Jesus. Imagine, because it's only yesterday I was trying to tell my daughter to just order another one, but she didn't do it right away, and good thing she didn't do it because I found it. So it saved me $600 plus. I had to pay to get another one. So you see, and I can give God all the praise. I give him all the praise and the glory, and that he has taken you safely, safely to Jamaica. God bless you and have a wonderful time. Let me give you my little tip. I must have to give you my little tip. Any of all of us on this line tonight, did you know both legs together have 50% of nerves of the human body? That's why we are told when we are dressing that some people just dress, put on clothes at the top of them, you know, put on nice clothing at the top, cover the top and the hands, but they don't cover the feet. And that is the most important part of your body. You should secure your legs. Your legs, because it carries 50% of the blood vessels. And 50% of the blood is flowing through those vessels. So don't forget this. Walk. It is the largest circulatory network in your body. You know, it is the largest circulatory network in the human body. So have some respect for your feet and thank God for your feet every day, because without them, you wouldn't be able to walk. This pastor, I'm telling you, this lady was a, she was a really a gem to her family. She lost both legs, diabetes. She lost both legs, and she was lying there. I saw her. She was very happy and relaxed. And her two daughters, they paid so much good attention to her. She said, the son said, he don't want to speak, that somebody told him, and he's going to, while he's giving the sermon, that he should not talk about his mom. But he has to talk something about her. Mm-hmm. And that is what he said, dear daughters, for taking so wonderful care of his mom. So God bless him, and he's traveling back now to Guyana to take the mom back home, till she's going to be buried in Guyana. And the conference guy, he's accompanying him with his mom to bury in Guyana.
Wow.
So they will be trapped. Yes, God is good. Wow. He said he's very happy. He was in all of his, you know, man, if you see, you should go to just go and, I see this funeral. It was a Thanksgiving service, I'm telling you. It was not a funeral. I never hear of somebody preach like that for his mom. But well, he wasn't preaching for his mom. He was comforting those who were around, his brothers and sisters and wife, and who were, you know, crying. And his wife sang a beautiful song in that great getting up morning. Oh, God bless him. And Sister Powell, I pray that God will continue to bless you and give you strength as you labor over there for him. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I wouldn't say anything more. God bless.
Would you like to pray for us, General?
We come before you this evening, Father. We are so overwhelmed. We are so happy. We are so glad, Lord, for your protection over us. I thank you again, Lord, for helping me. You know, I was not worried at all when I lost my hearing aid. I did not worry. I said, Lord, you know, what was my prayer? I said, Lord, you know where I put it, that hearing aid, and you are going to let me find it. And I was so happy, and I'm thankful to God for bringing it back in such a way, you know, at the right time. So this evening, I just want to thank God for everything, because I know for certain that God answers prayers. And I'm praying for not only Sister Powell on this line, but all of my other brothers and sisters who are sick. Father, I stretch my hands out and I give you praise, and I lift all of my brothers up on this line before you this evening. Those who are sick, those who are not feeling well. I've missed Sister Carla. I don't know where she is, but Father, this evening I'm putting her before your throne of grace, because you know she was used to be there on the line giving our gems for the lesson for the evening, but I haven't seen her for a while. But I pray, Lord, that you will be with her with whatever situation she's in, that you, if she's sick, I pray that you will touch her body and restore her because she was going through so much, Lord, at her school. And I present her to you this evening that you will be with her and her entire family because, you know, mothers are very important in families. And I pray this evening that you will be with her and her children, Lord, and help her to realize that the things that we have to go through in this world, one day it will soon come to an end. And you know, as we come to the end of this world, as we come to the end of life in this world, we have to go through a lot. Because look what Jesus went through. He left high heaven to come down to this earth to save you and me, a wretch like me, a wretch like you. Thank you, Father, for being so loving, for being so caring for all of us, that we sometimes do not stop to give you enough praise. And this evening, my tongue cannot give God enough praise, and I will continue to give him praise all my life. I pray that you will bless this prayer line and all who comes in it each night, each Thursday and Friday night, I think. As they come, help them that they may be able to hear something that will shock them, to make them come to know that Jesus saves. No matter how many sins we have committed, no matter how dark our life may be, Jesus can give us hope. He can give us strength to face tomorrow. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of us who are on this prayer line, who are on the sound of my voice tonight. Bless us all. And give us a happy night together. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Thank you, my dear sister, for coming on and also sharing and encouraging with these health tips. Without our leg, we can't do anything, my dear beloved. I don't understand what we mean. Oh, and being sore, you know, we have to depend upon our leg, all right? And it's good for us, you know, to take care of it. God is so good. And also thank you for prayer. And we're going to go into another prayer, few prayer, the request is for Sister Brenda, for family members. Thank you again for praying, Sister Canzinelli, but without prayer, we can't do nothing. So I'm going to open Sister Tamiko line for a short prayer, Sister Tamiko. And then remember Sister Katie and also the children and our son Nicola, our son, and also Sister Carla, daughter Nicholas and Amanda, right? So just lift up those and our brothers and sisters who we miss. You can just lift them up and then we will go into another prayer, and then we will just do a reading, my dear beloved. 804-238, your line is open. Can you pray, do a little prayer for us? Thanks.
I had a prayer request. I have a prayer request for my son, Dominique, that he will draw near to God, and for my two grandsons, they're 5 years old. One is autistic, and he's having a lot of problems. That one name is Shamar, and Hakeem is the other twin, and he has asthma really bad.
Amen. Thank you, Sister. My dear sister, God is good. God is great. I know where God, what God has done for those children, and he promised that he will still work. Right? So we're going to ask Sister Tabiko, 843-206, that was request. I'm asking you, please, if you could lift up for me, for your sister Eddie.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we bless your great and holy name. Lord, we magnify your great and holy name, and we glorify your great and holy name this evening on this precious prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much, dear Lord, that you have brought us together. Dear Lord, you said we're two or more are gathered, there you are in our midst. So, Heavenly Father, we are lifting up every single person on the prayer line this evening, and we are thanking you for everything you have done for each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you please forgive us our sins and shortcomings, because we fall short many times as I stand in the gap for everyone on this prayer line, Lord. We ask that you have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. We ask that you purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Lord, wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us a right spirit. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from us, but restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with thy free spirit, Lord. So we thank you so much for everything you have done for us, Heavenly Father. And we are lifting up our precious, beloved sisters and brothers. We pray for Sister Powell. We thank you so much for being with her as she is hosting the prayer line this evening. Thank you so much for her, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless her. Heal her eyes, Heavenly Father. Heal her body. You are the great physician. You are the Dr. Jesus. We're asking for total and complete healing in her body. Heal every cell. Heal every organ in her body, Heavenly Father. We ask that you be with her and strengthen her, because by your stripes she is healed. We ask that you give her a triple portion of the Holy Spirit tonight. Cover her under the blood of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, may you wash her as white as snow. And bless all of her children, grandchildren, Heavenly Father, her great-grandchildren, and her siblings. We pray for each and every one of them. We pray for her precious Jews in Jamaica, Lord. We pray for Alex Nation. We are praying for the Williams family. We are praying for the Rosie Project. Dear Lord, continue to bless each and every one of her ministries that she is doing, Lord, to win souls for you. So we're so grateful for her. She sets a wonderful example for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, that we should be going out and preaching the word with boldness. So continue to bless her, Heavenly Father, and keep her safe in the precious palm of your holy hand. And we will be sure to give you all praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also are lifting up Sister Katie and her family. We're lifting up her son. I think she said his name was Dominique. Continue to bless her son, her children, her grandchildren, Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one of them, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. Please ask that you provide their every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we ask for healing in their body, Lord. Give them a special touch of supernatural healing in each and every one of their bodies, Lord. We ask that you be their rock and their fortress, Lord, and their strong tower. Be their hiding place, Lord. We ask that you be their refuge. Give them everything, dear Lord, that they need, Heavenly Father, because you are such a loving and kind and merciful God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and tender mercies upon each and every one of her family members, dear Lord. Strengthen them. Walk with them along life's narrow ways, Lord, and we will be sure to give you praise and honor and glory, because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Emmanuel, God is with us. Lord, we love you, and we will praise your great and holy name always. Heavenly Father, we also are lifting up Sister Carla and her children, Heavenly Father, Nicholas and Amanda. Continue to bless, guide, and keep them safe and well. Lord, watch their going in and going out. Go before them and cut and clear the path before them, Heavenly Father. Keep this family safe and well and cover it under the blood of Jesus, Lord. May you place the blood of Jesus over their doorposts, their window posts, and over every area of their home to keep them safe and protected, Lord. We know the enemy walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone, but we know greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
So continue to bless each and every one of us, Lord. We lift it up, Sister Continelli, and her family as well. Continue to bless the Heavenly Father. Bless our precious family in Jamaica. Bless each and every one of them, Heavenly Father. Keep us covered under your precious holy blood, Heavenly Father. We ask prayers and abundance of blessings to be upon her. A triple portion of Holy Spirit be with her as well. We pray for Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kasha. Dear Lord, we ask that you anoint her classroom, dear Lord. Give her a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon her, her children, and her classroom. Be with her always, Heavenly Father. Breathe your breath on her, O God. Give her favor over her life each and every day, Heavenly Father, because we need you every minute, every hour, and every second, Lord. Oh, how we need you. We could do nothing without you. As you are the vine and we are the branches, Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for her and all that she's doing. Continue to walk with her, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we lift up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. We pray for each and every one of his family members, Lord, and we pray for his friends at the Dayco program. We pray for Brother Javelle, Brother Jahari, Deacon Dylan. We ask that you be with them too, Heavenly Father. Bless them all in a marked way. We ask, dear Lord, that you hide them in the ark of safety, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless them more abundantly, more than they can ever ask or dream or fancy. Lord, we thank you for bringing us together on this precious Thursday health message, which is right on of the gospel. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are learning to stay healthy, dear Lord, and to eat the right foods, Heavenly Father. As we learn, we should be drinking water and eating healthy foods to keep our bodies healthy and safe, Heavenly Father, that we don't get any diseases or sicknesses, Heavenly Father. Thank God you have given us every tree in the which is the fruit of every tree yielding seed, and to you it shall be for meat. So thank you for your precious word today, Lord. We stand on your promises, and we thank you for everything you have done for each and every one of us, Lord. We claim and declare these prayers over each and every one of us tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus over this precious prayer line, and may we continue to pray for each other, Lord, in love and peace and happiness and joy. So thank you for hearing this prayer, Heavenly Father. We thank you again, and we're asking that you be with each and every one of us in the precious and matchless and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray always with praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for praying. And I will lift up those who are mourning, Sister Leola and Brother Rick, you know, and Brother Winnie. Yes, pray. Father, we linger a little longer to give you thanks and praise for all the requests that reach up to you in the most holy sanctuary. Lord, just a little addition name. Lord, we lift up our dear sister Leola and Brother Ray, dear Lord, and her family members. Father, you are God and you know everything what is happening with each one of us. So we present her to you this moment, Lord. Give her traveling mercy, both yourself and Brother Ray, both to work, bring them, take them and bring them back safely to us, Lord. We just give you all the praise, Lord. We also lift up to you, Sister Brother Ray, Rick, Lord. Continue to bless as Brother Rick lift up his daughter to you and his grandchildren and his son-in-law, dear Lord, and Brother John. We lift them up. You know what they need, dear Father, so in your hands we place them. We lift up those, dear Father, at this time who are mourning, Lord. We ask you to touch them, comfort them, and to allow them to know that you are the great comforter, and you promise if we are faithful and their loved ones are faithful, Lord, they will see their loved one once more. So we place them in your care. We lift up Brother O'Neill, Lord. You know everything about your dear son, the work that he has been doing, and we know that his job take up a little extra time. We ask you for your protection to keep him and to guide and to lead him, dear Lord, while he do your will, Lord. We lift up our dear Sister Carlo again. Lord, Sister Katie, Lord, was lifted up. We thank you for Sister Katie, the resources that you have placed in this land. Faithful servant, always been praying for us and sharing, Lord. And we lift up her son, you know, burdens on heart of parents, Lord, to see their children come to know you
And we thank you for what you have done with the grandchildren, Lord. We can give you praise because we know you hear and you answer our prayer. And as they are growing, dear Father, despite they have a little challenges, but we leave them in your care. Continue to bless us, Lord. The country, all the countries, them will lift up to you. Those who are fighting, Lord, with war, those who are fighting with the financial problem, all those, dear Father, who are famine, you know, is on the land, we ask you to provide and to make a way for them. Lord, we lift up our dear sister Barnaby. Continue to bless her and keep her, dear Lord, as she minister and work for you, dear Father. Help her, Lord. So this evening, as we come with your reading, we ask you to allow each one of us to understand simple your healing that you have given unto us as we read your scripture, that the promises that you have made for us, the love that you want with us, and even the tree of life, if we are faithful, you promise to restore it back to us. So we just want to thank you, dear Father. And as we are going into your reading, dear Lord, we ask you to give us wisdom, knowledge, and help us, Lord, that not only to heal the diseases, but to heal our own soul, body, mind, Lord. We need you, dear Father, if there is no other time. We need you. We need you now. Thank you for everyone who participate, Lord, and we lift up our prayer again to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for sharing. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for the requests. Thank you for praying for me. And now at this time, we're going to do a little reading, Lord, and we're asking the Lord for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that he will open our heart, our mind, that when we read these wonderful promises and to share the goodness of God in his healing process to others, that they will open their heart and receive it. The reading will be coming from the Ministry of Healing, as we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel, and we have to be follower of Christ, right? And we have to also do what he wants us to do so that we can share this message to others. So I will just read. The topic is healing of the soul, right? And so it reads that. Many of those who came to Christ for help had brought disease upon themselves, yet he did not refuse to heal them. And when virtue from him entered into these souls, they were convicted of sin, and many were healed in their spiritual disease or as well as of their physical being. So, my dear beloved, when we come to Jesus with our diseases, we know that he is willing to heal our body, our mind, and our soul, right? So we have to come to him with that help. Only he can give us that help. Among these are the paralytic or the at Capernaum, like the leper. This parable had lost all hope of recovery. His disease was the result of a sinful life, and his suffering were embittered by remorse in vain. He had appealed to the Pharisees and doctors for relief. They pronounced him incurable. They denounced him as a sinner and declared that he would die under the wrath of God. The palsy man had sunk into despair. Then he heard of the works of Jesus. Other as sinful and helpless as he had been healed, he was encouraged to believe that he too might be cured if he could be carried to the Savior. But hope fell as he remembered the cause of his malady. Yet he could not cast away the possibility of healing. His great desire was relief from the burden of sin. He longed to see Jesus and receive the assurance of forgiveness and peace with heaven. Then he could be content to live or to die according to the will of God. So this man, this paralytic man, he heard about Jesus and he wanted to be healed, right? And he tries and he tries. So let us see what here. There was content to live or to die. There was no time to lose. Already wasted flesh bore signs of death. He besought his friend to carry him on his bed to Jesus. And this they gladly undertook to do. But so desirous was the crowd that had assembled in and about the house where the Savior was, that it was impossible for the sick man and his friend to reach him or even to come within hearing of his voice. Jesus was teaching in the house of Peter, according to their custom. His disciples sat close about him, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who were come out of every village of Galilee and Judah and Jerusalem. Luke 5:17. Many of these had come as spies seeking an accusation against Jesus. Beyond these torn, different nationalities and all grades of society were represented, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Verse 17, the spirit of life brooded even, to open the Lord was present to heal. Verse 17, the spirit of the brooded of, oh Lord, I can't read tonight, excuse me, over the assembly. But the Pharisees and doctors did not discern his presence. They felt no sense of need, and the healing was not for them. He had filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he had sent empty away. Luke 1:53. My dear beloved, we have seen the great work that Jesus have done with this paralytic. He knew that God would heal him. So he tries and he tries. He never give up, right? And it said, the discourse was disrupted. The Savior looked upon the mournful countenance and saw the pleading eyes fixed upon him. Well, he knew his longing of the burdened soul. It was Christ who had brought conviction to his conscience when he was yet at home, when he repented of his sin and believed in the power of Jesus to make him whole, the mercy of the Savior had blessed his heart. Jesus had watched the first glimmer of faith go into the conviction that he was the sinner's only helper, and he had seen it grow stronger with every effort came into his presence. It was Christ who had claimed the sufferer to himself. Now the words that fell like music on the listeners ear, the Savior said, Son of God, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins have made you whole. My dear beloved, that was the Savior's, what the Savior said. Son of man, be of good cheer. Thy sins have made us whole. This evening, my dear beloved, we all hear sin-sick soul, and we can have assurance that just as this paralytic have that hope and trust and believe that his Savior can make him whole. We here who on this side of the world, life, you know, if there is anything within us, my dear beloved, myself first, I would, you know, we decided to ask the Lord with faith and humble ourselves to him. We know he is able to make us home. So what? The burden of guilt rolls from the sick man's soul. He cannot doubt Christ's word, reveal his power to read the heart. Who can deny his power to forgive sins? Hope takes the place of despair and joy of oppression gloom. The man's physical pain is gone, and his whole being is transformed. Making no further request, he lay in peaceful silence, too happy for words. So we saw this man, he was so happy, my dear beloved. So when we have the pain, when we have the ache, and when we go to Jesus, and when we get that relief, I do know, just as how that man was happy, right? He making it further request, he laid his peaceful silence, too happy for any words. He couldn't respond, right? Because his heart was full with joy, and he was so happy to know that his Father saw his needs, and he answered his call. So we here, my dear beloved, let us continue to trust God. Let us believe that God is able. He is able, and he is able to carry us through. Despite of what is happening, he is able. Many were watching with breath, less interest. Every incontinent in this strange transaction, many felt that Christ's words were an invitation to them. Were they not so sick because of sin? Were they not anxious to be healed from this burden? But the Pharisees feared of losing their influence with the multitude, said in their heart, he blasphemed. Who can forgive sin? But one, even God Mark. So you see, they was marveled, and they were wanted to maybe accuse him, right? But no one could could forgive sin, and no one could heal beside Jesus. Fixing his glimpse upon them, beneath which they crowded and drew back, Jesus said, wherefore, think ye evil in your heart, for whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He said, turning to the paralytic, he said, turning to the paralytic, arise, take up thy bed and go into thy house. My dear beloved, this evening, right, I'm going to pause there. I'm going to stop right here. We are all like that paralytic man who went to Jesus to seek healing. Tonight we come to the Lord, boldly to the throne, asking him to allow us, as we petition ourselves to him, asking him for that power of healing from sin, because the wages of sin is death. And we do know that the enemy is down like a roaring lion. He is out to devour at all times. But if we trust God, God is able to do all things. So I will just pause here. And if anyone of us on the line would like a prayer, you know, or would like Bible study, or would like to know more about Jesus, we have been reading each Thursday evening. We have been presenting the promises from God. We have been praying to God daily, minutely, and hourly. And if we look around and we saw what is happening in this world, we know that the Lord is on his way coming. We saw the Holy Spirit have been withdrawing from the earth. So I will pause here. We have a few minutes, my dear beloved. This is no time for us to write to withhold from the Lord. This paralytic, he was actually had to ask someone to take him to Jesus. Right now, we don't have to ask no one to take us. The Holy Spirit in our heart and move us on our each heart. We are asking you tonight. It may be a little different, you know, but where the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us, sometimes things have to be a little different. And if you hear the calling, that small voice calling you to repent from sin, to follow Jesus all the way, to be obedient, to carry out his message to others, not because we may know, but to share God's truth and to let people see the transformation of us each day, because the Lord said, by our fruit, we shall know us. So we don't want to go out there with a fruit that God do not want us to have. We want to go there with a fruit that each one bear that fruit, as the Lord promised us, that tree of life will bear 12 manner of fruit, and the fruit will be for the healing of the nation, and for fruit, every month it will bear different. So we want to bear fruit. So to this evening, I will give a few minutes, my dear, 7:46 here in Jamaica PM. I stopped the reading. I just want to thank God for healing up the soul, this wonderful reading and promises. So I will just stop now. You can take off yourself off the line, my dear beloved, and we can come to Jesus. Something burdening you in your heart, just like that paralytic. They don't know, but he knew he can trust God, right? And we here can have burning issue within us. Lord, if we know we have a brother and sister what we are at naught with, let us ask the Lord to help us, to give us the strength, because you know what? This little word, S-O-R-R-Y, sorry, it is so hard to come to somebody and say, I know I mistreated you by some way or the other. I am sorry, and I ask you for pardon, you know, so we're going to leave the line now. You can take off yourself for the few minutes before we close, my dear beloved. You know, if you have any burning issue, you want more study about the Lord, you know, we will able to, you can state it,
and then we will provide someone with you to go through the Word of God if you do not understand it clearly. And I'm just going to stop now. You can take yourself off the line. You want to say something, you can take yourself off. So you can do that now. I will just give you a few minutes for to do that. All right. I see every hand is still there. So I'm going to open some line then. All the hand is still up there. So if I open your line and you want to say something, you can just say it. I'm just going to open your line. We're just giving everyone a few minutes how we deal with study with a paralytic, or what we as a paralytic want to go to the Lord asking forgiveness and allow him to come in fully, that we can follow him. Tomorrow night is the Sabbath. And we know that the Sabbath is going to be a test. Some of the time we not worshiping the Sabbath the way the Lord told us to do. You know, some of us, you know, do all different things. So if we know that, you know, as we are facing this wonderful rest day, you know, let us present it to the Lord. So I'm going to open some line here, my dear beloved. So you can just share briefly. And then we can close. We have around 12 minutes, so we can close, all right? 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Yes, I was following along with you in the Ministry of Healing, and I see here with the...
You're kind of a low, Sister Tamiko.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yes, I hear it a little better.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I hear.
Yes. Well, amen. Amen. In the Ministry of Healing, when he repented of his sins and believed in the power of Jesus to make him whole, the mercy of the Savior had blessed his heart. Jesus had watched the first glimmer of faith grow into conviction that he was the sinner's only helper, and had it grow stronger with every effort to come into his presence. So he was trusting in Jesus. He had that faith that he knew that Jesus could heal him. And that's what we have to do. Always keep the faith. Because as long as we have faith in Jesus and we believe in him, we know that he can heal us because he has the power to heal us. He is our precious Lord and Savior, and our Jesus can do all things. As I mentioned in the prayer, he is our great physician. He's the Dr. Jesus. So as long as we ask, we shall receive. We seek and we shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. But Jesus is always there for us. So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and thank you for reading the healing of the soul in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing. Yes, only Jesus can do it. And we know that he can do it, so we have to have faith in him, right, to know that he is willing and he is ready, okay? Open the line for 518. Just a few minutes, a teacher minute, and then we can close. 518-482. Is any takeaway from the study?
From this time. From this layman, the paralytic, he was sick for years. And his case was, as he looked at it, his case was hopeless because there was no one could heal him. For how many years? A lot of years. But God is good. And in Christ, there is no hopeless case. If we are with Christ, all of us could be healed of our sickness if we believe in him, believe with all our hearts. There is nothing that God cannot do for us. The song says, only believe, all things are possible. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my life.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for sharing. Wonder if anyone else would like to share. take off yourself. God is so good. You know, yeah, it said many were watching with breathless interest and every movement in this trade transaction. Many felt that Christ's words were an invitation to them. Were they not so sick because of sin? Were they not anxious to be fed by the burden? But the Pharisees, fearful losing their influence with the multitude, said in their heart, "He blasphemeth. Who can forgive sin but one, if God?" Right? So in their heart, right? They were even there, but they did not believe in their heart that Christ could do it. So, my dear beloved, we know that there is nothing too hard that God cannot do. And even the paralytic knew that God would heal him. He have that belief and faith, right? And I do know that he started to do evangelism. He started to share. He started to tell others. And we want to thank God for friends, because, you know, you were just thanking God, because every move he made, it was difficult for him. But thank God that his friend decided that they would take him. So, you know, God have his people on this earth, right? Despite of what we are going through and what others are going through. If we have faith to trust in him, he is able. So we will just offer in the prayer. And I just want to thank everyone for coming. Thank God for the reading. Although I'm so many miles away, I thank God that I was able to get the opportunity that I could host without any, you know, disturbances on the line. I just want to thank God for that. And my dear beloved, God is good. God is worthy to be praised. And I just have to tell him how much I appreciate everything that he has done. And before that, I will just share this last testimony before I end prayer. This evening, there was the gentleman came in. I always, when I was going to Guy's Hill, Alex Nation, he has a daughter over there. And this man, he works for his daughter. I'm telling you, daughter is doing good. She's supposed to be going to do some CXC or CXP. And he always, sometimes when we're going 2 times for the month, he always come up and give us some funds. And we took it for the daughter. The daughter meet us certain places and we hand it. So I saw him came up. They said, from they saw something here, they knew that I was here. So he came up and said, yes. And he said, was sharing the good news about his daughter going back to school today, you know, to take these tests. And, you know, it is so difficult. But he's a man willing to work, right? So he came in and he said, what happened? You don't want me to do some weeding or something? You know, I'm a person like to even weed the street when I come my area near my street. I always get the guys, them always come and help me weed them. So he said it, you know, because I am struggling for the daughter, you know, school, and I want to do, I have some, but I want to make up it. And I just look at it and I said, you know what? God is so good. You know, I was right here. Yes, we need something to be done. And God sent him right here that he was able to come and tell me, not begging, nothing or what, willing to come to do something that he can get something to help his daughter with her exam. So I just have to say, you know what, God, you are so good. You are so great. You never withhold no good things from your children. And you always provide it for your children. So I am asking you, please, to remember that gentleman in your prayer with his daughter, really trying his best. And I'm telling you, the people, them like their children to be educated. You know, they're not talking about food. They're talking about education. So we just pray that they will educate them with the love of Jesus Christ, so that those children will become leaders of tomorrow. All right, so we're going to close again, and we just want to thank you all for joining. So we have a few minutes to close and then we start. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. We praise you and we bring glory to you for our wonderful family on Advent Light. Everyone, every name, you know them, Lord. Sister Conjonelli, Sister Katie, Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Brother John, Brother Ray, dear Father, Lord Nehomi, dear Lord. We lift up Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Mary, Sister Vanessa, dear Father. We lift up our children on the line, Sister Carla with Amanda and Nicholas. We lift up myself, Lord, and my children and grandchildren, Lord, son-in-laws. We lift them up to you. We lift up, dear Father, our conferences this evening. And we lift up, Lord Jesus, the nation. We lift up, dear Father, the war zone country. Lord, Morocco, Lord, with the earthquake. We lift up all the other area. And now, dear Lord, we just want to thank you. As we are preparing to go to bed, we ask you to send your angels to watch over us, cover us under your blood. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I am inviting you to tomorrow night. So will be Sister Carla, Lord Sabbath, and we ask you to invite our brothers and our sisters or your children so that we will have a sweet fellowship tomorrow night. So God bless, and we just still have 1 minute, so I will just start the song, and then I will close. And you have a good night. Continue to pray for Sister Powell and her family members at this time. Thank you.